Good afternoon, Mr. Davis.
Hello. I'm calling for an Oregon opinion survey. So I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you this. I know it's still a long way out, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I always vote.
So you will definitely vote then?
Yes.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Pretty much strong.
Strong. Okay, thank you. And Mano, what is your age?
83.
Thank you so much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, I'm dissatisfied with the Democratic Party, which kind of screwed everything up since
Okay, so would that be just dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Janelle Biden.
Janelle Biden?
Yes. How will you rate her from 0 to 100?
I would dislike her.
So how much, or how will you rate her from 0 to 100?
0 to 100. I guess I didn't understand the question. I guess I didn't understand the answer.
Okay.
That you're stating what they were.
Yeah, basically we would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 100.
Okay, 50.
For Janelle Biden, 50? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How about Donald Trump?
100. Very warm.
Sorry, how much?
100. I like you. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. About Kamala Harris?
0.
Thank you. About J.D. Vance?
Is that Trump's running mate?
I'm sorry, more information isn't written here, so I couldn't tell.
Oh, okay. I'd say 50.
Okay, thank you. About Democrats in Congress?
0.
Thank you. About Trump's Project 2025?
Well, I think he got cheated out of it, but who knows? Politics and news media, you never know where you're at. So, say 50%.
Thank you. How about MAGA Republicans?
What kind of Republicans?
I'm sorry?
Repeat that, please.
Oh, MAGA Republicans?
What's MAGA Republicans mean?
Yep, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Republicans?
Zero. I don't know
okay.
what the word means, so.
Okay. About Lori Chavez Derimir?
Don't know him. Zero.
Okay. And how about Republicans in Congress?
Well, Republicans in Congress, we got to have them, so.
And how will you rate them from 0 to 100? 100. 100? Okay. Thank you. And last one, Joe Biden.
Zero.
Zero? Okay.
Zero.
Thank you so much.
No. I'm sorry if I'm trying to program the sprinkler system right now.
No problem. Thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
The Republican.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way up, but if the election for president were held today, will you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Trump.
Thank you. And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way out, but if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Derimir?
Lori Chavez.
Thank you.
Derimir, whatever his name is.
Thank you so much. We're halfway now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or not chance at all?
Probably not a chance at all.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
100%.
So do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I disapprove of the way he's handling it.
Disapprove? Strongly? Or somewhat?
Yes.
Strongly. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Derimir is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I really don't know her. So.
Don't know? Okay. Thank you.
Don't know.
Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking with you about Lori Chavez Derimir. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Derimir for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. First statement. Thank you. First statement says, Chavez Derimir has embraced Trump, whose extreme Project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. Above Chavez Derimir is about to undermine our democracy.
Well,
please tell me.
I don't know how you came up with those questions, but anyway.
So please tell me how much this one troubles you about supporting Chavez Derimir for Congress? A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. Next one says, Lori Chavez Deremir voted for to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 100%, making it harder for them to do their job to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but it's just doing what Trump and Republican Party boasts to help to do. So please tell me how much troubles you about supporting Chavez. They remember for Congress a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat or not at all?
Maybe somewhat.
Somewhat.
Haven't really, studied anything on her.
Thank you so much. The next one says, Chavez Deremir stands by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promise his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy, and that's clearly not Chavez Deremir. Please tell me how much troubles you about supporting Chavez Deremir for Congress? A great deal? Quite a bit? Just somewhat or not at all?
It doesn't bother me at all.
Thank you so much. Next one says, Chavez Deremir is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which will cut veterans' benefits by 22%, laid off more than 1,000 teachers in aid, and eliminate health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their fair share because they fund her party's campaigns. Tell me, how much troubles you to support Lori Chavez Deremir for Congress? A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat or not?
Is this the same gal that we've been talking about for the last 5 questions?
Yes.
I think somebody's got their screws tied up in a knot someplace, but I don't worry about her.
So you say that this particular statement doesn't trouble you at all?
No.
Okay, thank you. Next one says, Lori Chavez Deremir broke her promises to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights and not break their promises to Oregon women. Please tell me how much trouble you have this particular statement. Great deal, a bit, just or not at all.
Not at all.
Thank you so much. And the last one says, seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez Deremir supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that will protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for the body than for foreign seniors who earn their retirement benefits. Please tell me how much troubles you with this statement. A great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
Some.
Thank you so much. We're almost done here. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Deremir?
well, any Biden I'm not interested in voting for, so I guess you got to put me down for her.
Her, Lori Chavez there, Mayor, you mean?
Yeah, whatever her name is.
Thank you.
But I'll probably
thank
just skip
much.
Over that one.
Thank
that's
you.
Something
now,
else I
guess
for mine.
Thank you. Now, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum, opponent, has made about her in Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft, uncrying liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Derrimere?
Probably Lori Chavez Derrimere.
Thank you. Now, the last question, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. May I know what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
5 years of partnership program.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married. Since 1960.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you so much. Now, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Well, thank you. I don't know if I answered any of the questions halfway right, but when it comes to voting, I always go vote every year or so. Every 4 years or every county or any other kind of election. So I think that's our right to vote. And I hate people that don't.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time. Have a good day.
Thank you.